There you have it. I learned about love from you, Al Dexter. Well, friends, do not call us any longer. The LP players are all gone, and the time is, in 30 seconds, 11:15. Remember, tomorrow night, Moon Mullican, our special guest, at the Almighty Legion Stadium, along with Eddie Kirk, with Tennessee Ernie, with Polly Bergen, the Armstrong Twins, Herman the Hermit, all the rest of the Barn Dance gang. Moon Mullican there in person tomorrow night to sing Sweet in the Flowers, Jolie Blonde, and all of other songs that Moon has recorded and made so popular throughout the land. If you don't want to dance, come out and sit in the balcony. We serve nothing stronger than coffee, so you may bring the children. Ladies and gentlemen, presenting now the Romantic Hour with Mrs. Cliffy Stone.
I can hold you in my arms like you've never been held before. I'll think of you each day, and then I'll dream the night away till you are in my arms once more. The stars up in the sky know the reason why I feel so blue when I'm away from you. I'll hold you in my heart till I can hold you in my arms. So darling, please wait for me.
That's the Romantic Hour theme song, and this is Dorothy Stone. And everybody's standing around looking at me tonight, making me more nervous than usual.
Just settle down, dear. You'll be all right.
Well, don't go away.
I'm not going.
Because I get real nervous and clammy.
Yeah. Okay,
shall we play the first number now?
All right, honey. But don't you want to say good evening to your listeners?
Yeah,
acknowledge that they're out there?
I'm sorry. You're supposed to say good evening, everybody. To all the ladies listening into the Romantic Hour and all the friends who have written in and said that they like the Romantic Hour and, you know, and sigh. And all that
there
stuff.
Might be a few men out there listening, too.
You suppose you there would be?
It'd be all right.
Well, I'll say good evening to the men, too, then.
All right.
Hello, men. All right, and the first number.
Oh, we should stop giggling there. Just do it nice. Nice program.
All right. All right. No giggling. Well, the first number, we're going to do Humpty Dumpty Heart by Hank Thompson. And, I'd like to do this for Benny and Mickey, who came out to the dance at El Monte last Saturday. They're from Linwood, and they say that they've been over to Dinner Bell a lot of times and that you never ever remember them. And I promised them that I would remember them and do a number for Benny and Mickey.
All right, go ahead. What is it?
Oh, Humpty Dumpty Heart.
Had a big ball, all the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put Humpty together again. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart, he dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom, my heart went boom, I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. Is a fragile thing. When dropped, it won't bounce or ring. It ain't no joke, 'cause when it's broke, no love song will it sing. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. He dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, could never put it together again. 'Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom, I got a Humpty Dumpty heart. I didn't think you were that sort. When I handed you my heart, you got it on the platter, but you let it shatter. My Humpty Dumpty heart. I've got a Humpty Dumpty heart. You dropped it and broke it apart. All the king's horses, all the king's men, can never put it together again. Cause when I gave to you my heart, you said that we must part. That was my doom. My heart went boom. I got a Humpty Dumpty heart.
Gee, you should have heard all the orders I got while that record was playing. Don't fool around too much. Don't talk too much. He should talk. He talks all the time, but he just went out to get himself a cup of coffee, so I'm going to talk about anything I want to talk about. But he did say that I should play the record in a real hurry and not talk. Oh, hello, honey. You're back in. All right, I won't fool around anymore. I'll do the next number for Mr. and Mrs. Stenzel of Stenzel Steakhouse out in Burbank, and I promised to do them a number.
Sponsor like... Sponsor now?
Yeah, I got my own personal sponsor, and don't you complain about it, because if we don't do this number for them or mention their name, Mr. and Mrs. Stenzel, Stenzel Steakhouse out in Burbank, and if we don't do it, Cliffy, you're not going to get that extra large piece of that wonderful romantic whipped cream pie.
I want to diet there now. I don't care.
Yeah, but you cheat once in a while. So we're going to Do You or Don't You Love Me by Roy Rogers. This is kind of romantic.
Or don't you love me? Will you or won't you say you're mine? Do you or don't you care about me? Will you or won't you, do you or don't you share this love of mine? You set my head a-reelin', my heart you're a-stealin'. Please listen to reason and stop all this teasing. Do you or don't you love me? Will you or won't you, do you or don't you share this love of mine? I'd like a word with you. Better stop the way you're treating me, or baby, we'll be through. I don't like this guessing game, and if it's all the same, won't you please set me straight and give my heart a break? Do you or don't you love me? Will you or won't you say you're mine? Do you or don't you care about me? Will you or won't you, do you or don't you share this love of mine? You set my head a-reeling, my heart you're a-stealing. Please listen to reason and stop all this teasing. Do you or don't you love me? Will you or won't you, do you or don't you share this love of mine? Do you or don't you love me? Will you or won't you? Do you or don't you share this love of mine?
We also want to do that for Loretta and Sam because they like Roy Rogers, and I played Don't Fence Me In 3 times in a row, and they didn't like that very much. They like Roy Rogers, but they don't want to keep hearing him sing the same thing. That's for Loretta and Sam, too. And I have a surprise for everybody tonight, an especially romantic song. The first time on the air, pre-release. It won't be out for 14 days.
Just a minute.
And I have the people who recorded it up here in person, and I promoted this all by myself.
How did this happen?
This is my own little deal. I got, you know, I have connections. Well,
yes,
I got my own connection.
Don't forget about the home team, dear. How does it happen that you're getting to play them first on the air, and here Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Tuttle walk in?
Mr. and Mrs. Wesley?
And ask for you. They didn't even ask
sure.
for me.
Well, I'm going to interview them.
Well,
it's my own little interview I set up.
Oh, well,
and I have
right.
never heard this record myself, and neither have you, and will you be surprised?
Well, as I understand, it was recorded tonight about an hour ago at Capitol Records, and this is the first time on the air for it.
That's
huh?
right, and they just walked in 5 minutes ago with the record. Not the record, just with the... What do you call the thing when it's the, you know, they take it and make a thing of it and everything?
That's close enough.
To make a little
thing. You might interview Wesley and Marilyn. A jobber.
Up
here now.
Yeah, Wesley and Marilyn. May I present Mr. and Mrs. Wesley Tuttle. Is that all right, Marilyn, to say Mrs. Wesley Tuttle?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Because that's what we do on the Romantic Hour. This, you know, this is for the wives and...
Oh, listen, I think that's terrific. I think the wives are the most important part of any family.
I
think they should definitely...
Well, pardon me, but I...
Oh, are you going to... Oh, no, we don't want Wesley. I'll interview
well,
Mrs. Wesley.
This is
like
a romantic hour. This is for the women, honey.
Well, I beg your pardon. I don't want to...
Honey, I interview
no.
all the wives. I interviewed Mrs. Tennessee Ernie one
oh,
week.
You did?
Oh, yes.
I'm
going to
go down...
And I would prefer to ask Marilyn about this. Marilyn, how did you and Wesley happen to decide to record this?
Well, I'll tell you, it was...
Well, quiet, please.
Honey, let me talk, please. This is the
romantic hour for women only. Boys...
Back to
no,
well, I'll tell
you,
Dorothy, we heard the tune and we liked it, so we just thought it'd make a nice duet, and we did it as a duet.
And what's the name of it?
Need You.
Aw, Need
that
You. Isn't that sweet? That's real romantic.
It is.
I am ill.
Should we talk to Wesley? Let's just play the record.
I insist on you welcoming Wesley back to Hollywood.
Wesley,
been gone, dear.
Welcome home, and I'm so happy to see Marilyn.
Well, thank you very much, Dorothy, and I'm
and
real
he's
glad.
He's awfully glad.
It's real nice to have you back, and Marilyn,
thank
let's play the record,
thank
shall
thank
I?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let's listen to the record.
Need you, oh, how I need you, the nights are lonely. We're apart. Miss you, oh how I miss you. Come back, my darling, and soothe my heart. I'm sorry, dear, I made you cry. Please forgive and forget the days gone by. I need you, oh how I need you. Come back, my darling, and mend my heart.
I thought, Marilyn, that you just sang beautifully on that, and I think it's so romantic.
Well, thank you, Luella.
It'll undoubtedly sell hundreds of thousands.
Well, thank you,
in
Dorothy.
California,
I certainly
alone.
Hope so.
I really do.
Because I certainly did work hard on that
Dorothy,
thing.
Dorothy, I insist that you interview Wesley Tuttle. Ask him how long he's going to be in town. I will.
All right. Well,
Clippy,
we just flew down here, and we're going to leave out again Tuesday. We're going back up to Washington, and we'll play around there for a little while, and then to Oregon.
That's right, dear.
That's fine. And I will say that in the future, Cliffy, when I have people down here to interview, I will interview the person I want to interview. Wesley, how long are you going to be here? Say a few words to prove
well,
you're here.
We're going to fly right back up again, Dorothy.
You are? You're going back to Montana?
Wesley, I apologize.
I see.
That's all right.
I didn't have any idea. Will you tell them what station they're not listening to?
This is KRKD, Los Angeles 13.
And the program is...
The Romantic Hour with Mrs. Cliffy Stone.
And Mrs. Wesley Tuttle.
And Mrs. Wesley Tuttle.
The program is...
The Fogbound Four.
Oh, recorded and transcribed, you mean.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's recorded and transcribed. Sponsored by the Dorothy Stone Fan Club.
What?
Dorothy Stone Fan Club. I've got a fan club.
You have a fan club?
Ronald and Midgey and Jerry and... Ronnie and Midgey and Jerry and...
Ronnie and Midgey and
Patty organized a fan club for me, and they now have 30 members of the Dorothy Stone fan club.
You're doing better than I am.
And their address, incidentally, addressed Ronald Thompson at 5023 West 134th Place in Hawthorne. And you can join the Dorothy Stone fan club through him and, you know, send pictures and all that kind of stuff. Well, no kidding. Wesley and Marilyn, I sure do want to thank you for coming down and letting me play the record on the air before it's even in the stores or anything. I really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Dorothy Stone. And Cliffy, let's go home.
And thank you for saying a few words, Wesley.
Well, you're welcome.
Thanks, Marilyn.
I'm going to
Washington,
Wesley. Help me.
Take care of the kids.
Yeah, I just had a brand new
vendor. Oh, golly. And that real romantic song was for Lola and Barbara Ashford. They like romantic songs, too. And, oh, this is a real exciting one coming up. Of course, I think all the romantic songs are real exciting, but this is a new record by Tommy Duncan, and it is real pretty, and I think I'll dedicate it to Cliffy. Just so he'll, you know, kind of keep things in mind. Worried over you. I'm not really worried.
I do my best to please you in all I say or do, and all the while I try to smile, but I'm worried over you. In my imagination, what torture I go through. Jealousy keeping me worried over you. We always seem to end up quarreling, and then you say we're through. But we could be so happy, darling, if I could hide my foolish pride. For this is not the romance I've looked forward to. How can I find my peace of mind when I'm worried over you? Quarreling, and then you say we're through. But we could be so happy, darling, if I could hide my foolish pride. For this is not the romance I've looked forward to. How can I find my peace of mind when I'm worried over you?
See, that was romance. That made me feel kind of sad. I'm not really worried over you, though, Cliffy.
All right, dear, I'm glad you're not. You don't really have to be, but I'm a little worried if you don't get an announcement in here for El Monte tomorrow night. You know who's going to be out there.
Oh, yeah, El Monte, Allegiant Stadium, San Bernardino Boulevard and Valley... San Bernardino Road and Valley Boulevard in El Monte.
Yeah.
And Cliffy and all the gang, Merle Travis, Pretty Polly, Herman the Hermit, the Armstrong Twins, Oklahoma Sweethearts, Billy, Harold, Don, and Johnny, Tennessee Ernie, and handsome, broad-shouldered, dimpled, tall, dark, romantic...
Thank you, darling.
Eddie Kirk.
Oh.
And naturally, handsome, romantic.
And there he sits
going.
With a bag full of candy kisses.
Yeah, I got a whole carload of them.
Candy kisses. You going to give them out tomorrow night?
Yeah, for all the guys and the gals at El Monte tomorrow night, we have candy kisses for each and every one of them.
Oh, Cliffy didn't even know that.
Did they come in? I brought them. They're in my car. I got a whole back end of candy kisses.
I arranged that.
Not me, brother.
Yeah. I arranged that little deal. That's one of my own things. Everybody at the dance gets a bag of candy kisses. and a big treat. Moon Mullican. I don't think he's ever appeared out here in California before, and he's going to be out there tomorrow night. And the show starts at 8 o'clock. There'll be a wonderful show from 8 to 9 o'clock and a dance from 9 to 1. And the balcony seats about 1,100 people, and there's room for around 2,000 downstairs and free parking for 2,000 cars. And everyone should come out and give a wonderful California welcome to Moon Mullican. What do you think?
Very good, honey.
Is that all now?
Yeah, that's good.
Can I go on to the next...
Nothing stronger than coffee
and Cokes and 7-Up. Oh, by all means, bring the kids because they'll enjoy seeing Moon.
Did you mention that Polly Morgan would be there?
I said Pretty Polly would be there. Pretty Polly, want a cracker?
Thank you, dear.
And now I would like to do a few more dedications. Oh, a birthday for Irma Laughlin. Happy birthday to Irma Laughlin from her mother. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Irma. Happy birthday to you. That's happy birthday to Irma Laughlin. And also, I'd like to do the next number for Mrs. Samples out in Gardena. Wrote a real nice letter. Said she liked the romantic hour. And that she thinks Cliffy should allow me more time, say from around 10:30 to 12. And she said that I don't talk too much. And if people really want to hear someone who talks too much, they ought to listen to Cliffy and Tennessee Ernie on Dinner Bill. Okay. Thank you, Dorothy Stone.
Yeah.
Now I'm fired. And she wants me to describe how I look, but that's kind of difficult to do, and we better get into the next number, and someday I'll have some pictures taken and send Mrs. Samples a picture of me. You think I'd be nice?
Don't look at me.
We're going to do the next number now, a real romantic one. What is the next number? What a fool I was to ever let you go. Eddie Arnold. Okay.
What a fool I was to ever let you go. A sweeter love than yours I'll never know. Darling, I was so unwise, and now I realize what a fool I was to ever let you go. I'm so lonely as I write this note to you. Sweetheart, I know that I still love you true. Now that we are far apart, there's a longing in my heart. What a fool I was to ever let you go. Sweetheart, I know that I was once to blame. I wonder if you love me just the same. How unworthy, dear, am I? I regret that last goodbye. What a fool I was to ever let you go. To give me one more chance. My darling, let's renew our old romance. It will mean the world to me if
if you grant me this last plea. Oh, my darling, won't you give me one more chance? What a fool I was to ever let you go. A sweeter love than yours I'll ever know. Darling, I was so unwise, and now I realize what a fool I was to ever let you go.
And that was for Dick in Salix, Iowa, from Marie Irish. What a fool I was to ever let you go. I wonder if they can hear that in Iowa. My goodness. Maybe he's visiting out here from Iowa. And also for Janine Wilson. And she said that she thought that I was prettier than she had expected, and she was quite shocked at Cliffy's appearance. I don't know why. She didn't say why she was
what
shocked.
What did she expect, dear?
I don't know what she expected. She just said that it was quite a shock to see what you look like. I wonder what she meant by that. Oh, dear. Well, and I have a little thing that I'd like to read and dedicate to Cliffy's mom and daddy. And to my mother, and for Linda and Stevie, and to Linda's school, I mean to Stevie's school teacher, and for all the folks who wrote in and said they like to hear about the family. I wonder why they like to hear about the family. This won't take very long. It's a little note that Stevie's teacher wrote home to me. It said, "Dear Mrs. Stone, I am very proud of Stevie, for he was very good all morning. Mrs. Knott."
I can't believe it.
It's so unusual. She wrote me a note.
Or something?
No, she wrote me a note when he was good. I guess it was quite a surprise to her.
The first note in 7 years.
Yeah. And this is a real extra special dedication, a little love message. And he wanted to hear, "I love you so much it hurts," but we don't have time to play that. So I'm going to play Eddie Kirk's record of "I've Lived a Lifetime for You," and it's to Lucille Miller from Jack Woolley. "I've Lived a Lifetime for You."
If time is measured in broken hearts, I've lived a lifetime for you. Counting the hours we're apart, I've lived a lifetime for you. Now all my dreams are empty, it seems, breaking my poor heart in two. But if time is measured in broken hearts, I've lived a lifetime for you.
Yeah, I hate to cut that record out right in the middle, but Cliffy only allows me so many minutes, and I would like to thank all the girls and the ladies and the mamas and the grandmas and the wonderful children who have written in to me and said they like the Romantic Hour, and I want to say goodnight to everybody and tell everybody, please keep writing in to me and let me know what you want to hear. And thank you, Cliffy.
Your cage is ready.
Your usual one. I was just going to say your usual nice, sweet, wonderful self, and you tell me my cage.
Oh, honey, I was just kidding. I'm just trying to be funny, that's
people
all.
People won't like that, because it's common culture.
People won't like it, and I apologize. What am
all
I
right.
saying?
All right, and we're going to sign off with a real favorite number of all the girls, "I Care No More," with Jesse Ashlock. Okay?
Okay.